The Ministry of Health is urging the public to take precautionary measures against leptospirosis following the recording of 21 cases and 5 deaths this year. Chief Health Promotion Officer Shanika John says the ministry is seeing cases of the vector-borne illness throughout the entire country. John says it is therefore critical that persons take all necessary precautionary measures to safeguard themselves.
So at this time, we're conducting what we call our case investigations, our surveillance. It's ongoing. I'm really trying to get an opportunity to just kind of have a grip on this. But in the meantime, we are advising the public to take all the necessary precautionary measures. And I mean things within your control. From the Ministry of Health, we have been trying to do a lot of debating in and around Kingston just to make sure that we control the vector, just to ensure that there is no further spread of the virus. However, we do believe that a lot of it is on the onus of the individual, of the person, of you and I. And this means that we have to take all the precautionary measures to ensure that we are protected.
John says infection can occur through direct contact with contaminated water, food, or soil exposed to the urine or body fluids of infected animals. She's urging the public to stay vigilant and assist to curb the spread of leptospirosis.
And that means we have to get back to basic, washing our hands before, after we eat, after using the bathroom, after we've touched contaminated surfaces that we're unaware of. It also means that the handling and preparation of our food and drinks has to be even heightened. So no more are we supposed to be taking a can off the shelf from anywhere, open it, and just drink directly from it. We're talking about the way that we handle our vegetables. We're buying the vegetables from the market, or maybe you have a farm, or you have your own little garden in the back. If things are bitten, you really should not be eating it. If you find that there is urine droppings and so forth around your food and surrounding, you want to make sure that you protect yourself. And I think a lot of people still have the misconception that leptospirosis is only from rats, but it's not.
The Chief Health Promotion Officer warned against persons self-diagnosing themselves and to seek medical attention if feeling ill.
So we have a lot of persons still in St. Vincent who I like to refer to as self-diagnosing, which means you're not feeling well and you automatically diagnose yourself to say, well, I must have such and such, or this must be such and such. And we really want to discourage that. If you're not feeling well after 24 hours, you need to see a doctor. You could go to one of our healthcare providers in the public system, or you could go to your private guy. You could go to your private physician, and that's fine. However, what we don't want is for people who have headaches and fevers and chills and body aches and yellowing of the skin and the eyes and all of that to still stay home and try to treat their condition. This is really a warning sign, and you need to see a doctor immediately so that you can get the treatment. And then we could also reduce the risk of death in this particular instance.
Chief Health Promotion Officer Shanika John. Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease that affects both humans and animals, including rats, dogs, pigs, and iguanas, among others. The bacteria primarily spread through the urine of infected animals, which can contaminate food, water, and soil. They can survive for weeks to months in moist environments. I'm Colvin Harry with today's special report.